We'll continue to bring you updates on damage from last night's storms. However, today, as you just heard, we're going to have a beautiful weather day in contrast with lower humidity and sunshine starting to break out in some parts of the region. And it's debate night. KDK will be carrying the debate live from Atlanta, 9 o'clock. President Joe Biden and Donald Trump will battle it out, and then we'll have the debate debrief tomorrow morning, and we're looking for your feedback, too. One of the great, really, treasures of this city is the Cultural District, and there's a lot going on, especially this summer, especially right now. And joining us is James Hill, Director of Government Affairs and District Initiatives for the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. James, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So tell us about what you guys got going on. The Giant Eagle Foundation backyard right there at 8th and Penn.
Yes, you know, right across from the Benedum there on Penn Avenue, about 5 years ago or so, we kind of rehabbed this area and become really the neighborhood's backyard, as it is implied, for the cultural district. So we've had a series of concerts there, events. It's been a hub for the Three Rivers Arts Festival by Dollar Bank the last few years. And we were looking at a way we could kind of reinvigorate it right now for this coming summer season to continue to contribute to downtown the way the Cultural Trust does. So like you mentioned earlier in your tease, the thing that's sweeping the nation, we're going to be having some pickleball coming to the backyard, as well as some events by some various downtown partners from the Downtown Partnership, the Downtown Neighbors Alliance as well. So we're going to be kind of refreshing the space, fresh muraling, new furniture. Thanks to some good contributions by some friends at an organization called Better Block. So there'll be pickleball clinics, and DNA Pittsburgh is going to be doing a weekly event there as well to bring people into the heart of the cultural district.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, that area, is that where they had raised a building? So it literally is an empty lot for all intents and purposes that is between you have Penn Avenue. I know you said 8th, mm-hmm. but that's on the riverside. Is that correct?
It's frontage is at Penn Avenue, and then it's on the same street that the Goodyear is, right off of Fort Duquesne Boulevard. Okay. And there had been for many years, the parking garage in that area that was Pittsburgh infamous. So a few years ago, we built a nice little urban park there.
Yeah.
That has been kind of part of the cultural district for a few years now.
Yeah, I know there's been block parties there.
Yes, I was going to ask, do you guys have any special events planned in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, so the Arts Festival was there just this past month, which was another big hit down on Fort Duquesne Boulevard, the main stage there on 9th Street. And so what's going to be happening there is we're going to have our gallery crawl kickoff on July 26th. That's going to kind of launch this new space. We have so many galleries, immediate blocks, and so much public art. So there's going to be food trucks, events, music, et cetera, and so forth. And that's really going to start a lovely summer of events that we have going on there. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're going to be having pickleball, an organization called Pump. You know, they run Pittsburgh Sports League and whatnot. They're going to be hopefully keeping all of our neighbors calm with the sound of pickleball. You see some of that stuff, so they're going to be doing clinics.
Hey, you know how the world is, James. No matter what you do, there's always somebody that doesn't lie.
That's the good thing about being downtown. We have a lot of residents, but they're used to the energy. So we won't have to deal
That's
with
a great
that.
Way to put it. They're used. Yeah, and I know that for the size city we have, our cultural district is really a treasure with all the entertainment that's available right there.
14 square blocks. So as well as with the entertainment from pickleball on Wednesdays, we partner with the Downtown Neighbors Alliance. They're kind of our partnership organization that manages all the downtown residents. They're going to be doing fashion markets and food vendors on Wednesday night. So downtown has a great small boutique scene, and a lot of people, I feel like, don't appreciate it, and they really do a great job at kind of bringing those all together to one area that we're going to be doing Wednesdays throughout the summer with music, food, trucks, really just bringing some energy to the heart of the cultural district. And again, with a refreshed space, thanks to Better Block and the Richard King Mellon Foundation, it's going to really be a lovely area as we kind of start to test and feel out, you know, what are some of the long-term visions for that space.
So what is the ETA on the refresh with the murals and the furniture and the courts?
Oh, eminent. You know, it's hard to believe it's already July 1st coming up here.
Yeah,
just around
Monday.
The 4th of July. The 26th is going to be right around the corner before we know it. So over the next 2-3 weeks, you know, probably really getting started in about a week, you're going to be seeing some crews out there, some work starting to go to kind of spruce up the area and really give it to its next life.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time for us. And yeah, it's hard to believe. Next Monday is July. You got the 4th on Thursday. You got the furries coming too. We'll be all over the cultural district.
Oh, we love having the furries in the cultural district. It's always such a fun time. And they just bring such an energy. And we're just really proud to have been, you know, particularly post-pandemic, the heart of downtown has been this 8th and Penn block in the Benedum Center. We're looking forward to getting this space a little bit better to help improve it and keep downtown moving in a great direction.
Well, keep us posted. Appreciate the time, James. Have a great weekend.
Of course. You too. Have a good weekend, guys.
Yeah, James Hill, Director of Government Affairs and District Initiatives for the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust.
Larry, you mentioned the furries there. I was reading yesterday that over 13,000 attended last year, and they're expecting at least 14,000 this year.
What would you go as if you had to dress up? If you were forced to dress up?
If I was forced to dress up, what would I
know.
I get? I'd go as a, I don't know, a dolphin?
That's funny you say that, because I would go as a manatee. Did you ever see their face?
Yes.
They look really like, it's like a fish walkie.
Yeah.